Yes, President. I just heard from Bunker. He made the pitch, as we put it, emphasizing that you had to go ahead, that the terms are known about by the South Vietnamese and the TCCs. Chair and Key both agreed that they had known about these terms. Bunker emphasized the first meeting could be procedural with local representatives and let the other delegation get there as soon as they could. That you had been the best friend they had had, and it's important that they work with you on this. Tier came back and said that they were in a meeting of the Security Council. He emphasized that he insisted that they had to have more time. They could not have their first delegation turn up there as a minor delegation. They had to have some real leverage there. They did agree to go back into the Security Council meeting and talk about it further in the light of Ellsworth's presentation. Ellsworth said, when I said to Ellsworth that I thought this might be a stall, he said he wasn't at all sure of that. He said he thought it may well be that this time factor is the problem. He himself then raised the question as to what would happen if we postponed our side of the action for 24 hours and then postponed the meeting for 24 or even not from Saturday, and perhaps not to Sunday, but even to Monday. I told him I couldn't authorize that at this point. I'd have to talk to you about it. But it looks like the possibility of a 24-hour shift on both ends may be the thing we'll have to try here.
What did Vance say?
Vance is coming in on the phone now. He's under the gun from the Hanoi delegation for a meeting, which has been agreed now for 6 p.m., which is noon our time. I think what is on Hanoi's mind is that they've been told that it will take us 24 hours to issue the orders, and that time has already gone by, and they haven't been notified that we're issuing the orders. They don't know that we've reduced that to 12, and of course they don't know about this latest wrinkle that's developed.
And then they may be getting a little of this bait too from the other side.
Well, they may have some intelligence or intercepts or something like that that throws some light on it. But I think it might make a difference if we could put the whole operation forward for 24 hours and try to do it in a tidy way rather than in a great tumult here at the very end.
Does he quote either Key or Chu at any length? This is the only objection.
They insist that this is the only objection. Now, when I challenge the good faith of that, Ellsworth, who's been very tough on this, said that he wasn't at all sure that this may not really be the real problem.
Why wasn't it raised on one day and 3 days?
Well, I don't know. I think what they've been doing, he said our people out here don't move like Anglo-Saxons are expected to move, and they let things like this drag, and then all of a sudden they've got a problem on their hands. But if we could get Saigon aboard by another 24 hours, then we could try that on the delegation in Paris.
Well, I'll try that on Sai right now and see what Sai says. I talked to Clark, tell him what you said, and then I'd call. You didn't talk to Sai before you talked to Clark.
I talked to him, yes, and he didn't have much.
What did he say about Mitchell?
He said he just knew who he was. He said he wouldn't put it past him at all to do something like this, but he didn't have any real knowledge of him, didn't know him really. But he's alert to the nature of the problem, and I gave him some of this background. Now, shall I ask Sire what he himself thinks about a 24-hour moving the whole thing forward 24 hours?
Yes. I talked to Clark, then I talked to Sire, and then we'll talk back. Maybe we won't talk on the phone. They're watching things awfully carefully. CBS, you better really close up and watch Bundy and Nick and them, but so we don't have many talks to anybody today. CBS announced at 10 o'clock. They thought we were meeting at noon to declare the halt.
I see.
And that's Dan. I don't know whether Kelb's got that or Dan Rather, but Dan Rather quotes it.
Right. All right, so I'll talk to Clark.
And then talk to Sai.
Right, sure will.
And then call me.
Right.